This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We go to Pakistan now for an update on the situation there after last month's assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Last night on 60 Minutes, President Pervez Musharraf said Bhutto herself was to blame for her assassination.
For standing up outside the car, I think it is she to blame alone, nobody else. Responsibility is hers.
Joining us now from Islamabad is The Washington Post's Griff Witte. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Madeline.
So those are pretty shocking words in a country still mourning her death. She was very popular. What's been the reaction there?
Well, obviously, from her supporters, it's been a very negative reaction. They feel strongly still that President Musharraf, if he was not directly complicit in the attack on Benazir Bhutto, then they feel he was at least negligent and that his government did not provide her with the sort of security that she had a reason to expect, and that the government, in essence, completely abandoned its responsibility to provide protection for her at that rally.
The Scotland Yard is now investigating what happened at that rally there on the scene there. But the crime scene, it was hosed down. So is there any hope that there will be any conclusive findings as to who killed her or at least how she was killed?
Well, there was a lot of forensic evidence that was destroyed, obviously, when they hosed down that crime scene. But at the same time, you do have other types of evidence that are going to help, one would think. Most prominently, you have several very clear videotapes that show the face of the man who fired the gun at her. You also have videotape that shows the face of the alleged bomber. So we do know what the culprits looked like. And now it's just a question of whether they can pin down the identities of those two people and then use that information to trace back who might have been ultimately responsible for the plot.
And there are competing and various claims and ideas as to who was responsible. President Musharraf says that it was al-Qaeda militants, but some people believe he may have been behind it.
Well, the PPP, Benazir Bhutto's party, they have consistently been pointing the blame at not exactly Musharraf, but they've been saying that elements within the government, perhaps people close to Musharraf, had been involved somehow in a plot against Benazir Bhutto. And they have said over and over again that Benazir Bhutto wrote a letter to President Musharraf in October before she returned from exile, in which she named names of several people who she said she believed were plotting to kill her, and she said that the investigation should start with those names if she were killed. Musharraf had said, he said in a press conference the other day, that he had absolutely no intention of allowing Scotland Yard to pursue those leads.
So what does that say to others analyzing the situation?
Well, I think that it's going to be difficult for Scotland Yard to complete the kind of investigation that it might want to complete. A lot of the evidence is not there. And if the government is restricting them in terms of which leads they can pursue, it puts them in a very difficult position. They obviously are entering an investigation that is not entirely theirs. The Pakistani government had an investigation that was going before they arrived. And if the outcome of that investigation has been predetermined, it will be difficult for them to operate.
Griff Witte of The Washington Post reporting from Islamabad. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.